USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Yet another staffer in the White House has tested positive for COVID-19. First, a personal valet for President Trump tested positive for the virus. On Friday, it was revealed that Vice President Pence's press secretary, Katie Miller, also tested positive. The president told reporters,
"She's a wonderful young woman."
And he said he's not worried.
"She hasn't come into contact with me."
Both the president and vice president have tested negative for the virus. They say they're getting tested daily. It's been reported that Miller may have exposed FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn to the illness. He's said to be quarantining for 14 days, even though he tested negative. Also testing positive, the personal assistant to Ivanka Trump, who's been working from home and has not been in contact with the president's daughter. This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier, too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Mother's Day weekend got off to a startling snowy start in areas of the Northeast. Manhattan, Boston, and some other coastal areas only got a few flakes. But National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says some places got a lot more.
We've seen some reports as high as 8 to 9 inches in southern Vermont, but it's been a more common amount of 2 to 4 inches, and again, that's mainly from eastern New York into Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine.
Many teachers are interacting online with their kids on a program called Zoom, but Zoom classes and family get-togethers have been hacked. So now, Zoom Video Communications is buying the security firm Keybase in an effort to shore up their security for its video meetings. The company will help Zoom implement end-to-end encryption, which means that Zoom will have no access to the content of any classes or meetings held on the video service. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The IRS says Wednesday is the last day for Americans to provide their direct deposit information to receive their stimulus checks directly to their bank accounts. In a joint announcement on Friday with the Treasury Department, the IRS said Wednesday is the last day for Americans to provide their direct deposit information to receive their stimulus checks directly to their bank accounts. In a joint announcement Friday with the Treasury Department, the IRS urged people to use the Get My Payment website to get their stimulus checks delivered faster than they would if they were waiting for a paper check. The stimulus payments, part of the more than $2 trillion coronavirus relief package enacted in March, amounts to about $1,200 per adult whose income is less than $75,000 per year. There is also a $500 payment per child. So far, approximately 130 million adults have received more than $200 billion worth of payments. The IRS said it will prepare millions of files to send to the Bureau of Financial Services after Wednesday for paper checks that should begin to arrive in late May or early June. Late last month, the IRS upgraded the Get My Payment tool to help more taxpayers with access to adding direct deposit information after many had troubles using the tool in its initial rollout. Remember, you can listen to current newscasts or stuff from days ago at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.